expenses.
Yeah.
I give money enough to pay their room or their apartment and buy their groceries too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I was getting all that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm doing some traveling.
They don't, yeah, he got pretty, well, he's gonna go back with him. He ain't gonna stay put. He got a pretty nice home down here, but he's gonna go back for long. He's been off about 3 or 4 months. Yeah, he don't, last 2 or 3 years, they ain't been there hardly none, you know. Just take off by the children. They got 2 children, they're both married, and that's 2 grandchildren they got there. And his daughter don't have no children. She's a school teacher. She don't have no children as yet. They both live down there. They got trailer homes.
Yeah.
Now, they stay there regular, but not just in Bay.
Yeah. Well, Mr. you tell me about your father. You said he's a farmer. And
Yes, that was would be about, well, would that is what he was, a farmer. And up until 1980, he was a cotton farmer, too. Of course, he grew that stuff, as I say, but not only him, they all did it. It was, that was their money crop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, the boll weevil taking the cotton. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That you could make, I believe your stalks would get bigger, but you never did get no cotton. Well, they just dropped it for years. And later years, people got a cotton here they called Delta, well, it had different numbers, 11, 12, 14. It was quick, it would make much quicker. And this is the old time cotton. And I growed some, I've done a lot of farming, that is, in a small way. And they grow rice and water cotton here in up in the 40s, you know, here again. And some people sprayed and some didn't. And they done pretty good again, but the cotton would come in quick, you know, and they used to, it would bloom up until frost years ago when before you had the boil. Now you never, these later years, you wouldn't get much top crop. The weevil are gonna get that, but you'd get the best of it.
Yeah.
And, but I was, after I quit public work, I followed that quite a number of years. I went to farming, truck farming, you'd term it. Strawberries was my principal crop. The strawberry belt used to come on out in here. It followed up after the cotton got knocked out. See, I told you about the railroad in 1980. And that opened up a shipping. I call that Dora. It's way older than Livingston back out this way. Dora was where the depot was, you know, and where you done all your shipping. We used to have express agents and everything, office, you know, there. And, but that's all, that part's all gone.
Yeah.
Even the depot's all been moved.
Railroads,
I can put that.
Yeah.
No.
I'm dead. Now, you were telling me about the smoke, I mean, the stick.
You pinned it with a small stick, you split them out. And you brought it smaller as you come up, you know. I'd give it a draft.
To build, when you're building it?
Yeah, much. But I never seen one. I don't really put up through the middle of the house. Usually they'd be put at the end. People used to didn't build houses. The side would always have to be, would always be the front instead of coming in ways like, you know, like my camp here. And, but even this, you could put a chimney up there, you know.
Yeah.
You could put a chimney if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever seen a mud chimney put up through the house, but everybody had them.
Yeah.
And they served the purpose, all right. But you had to pin it up. Because you didn't, your mud wouldn't stay there till it dried.
Yeah.